how far can you strip down and still find an inner happiness and peace?
Well, one of the videos done by Peter Joseph, it's called Social Pathology, and he uses physical disease as an analogy and compares the diagnosis and prognosis and treatment of disease to his paradigm of thinking. And when he gets through the initial presentation, he starts with this thing, which I agree with, that is so true, and that is everyone that is alive on this planet everywhere has something in common. Essentially, they all want to live, and they all want to be well. Nobody in their right mind wants to intentionally invite disease, have a cardiac event, willingly invite disease into their body and say, yeah, this is exactly what I want to experience. People want to live and they want to be well. Peter is kind of looking at life on the planet and trying to explain why it is the way that it is. He is trying to say or suggest that if we actually redesigned our economy and our structure and our thinking, that's how we would facilitate change. And that is also very similar to what I have to do with individuals who are not well. Yeah. I promote a health-centered consciousness where first and foremost, you focus on yourself and your own wellness. I think that selflessness is a myth. Everybody acts on impulses that come from inside. Even when you do something good or nice for somebody else, you're doing it for your own personal self-satisfaction. So it makes a lot of sense, according to science, to generate an environment that is not hostile towards yourself. Now, it all starts with the inner man, the person inside. There is a vast amount of commonality between what I do as a naturopath and what Peter Joseph is trying to bring to mind through Zeitgeist. We have a problem. Okay, let's all agree we have a problem. And so why is it in such disarray? Why is your physical body so sick? You could also ask that question. Well, it's because you're denying certain principles. You're actually sabotaging yourself. You're eating incorrectly, you're thinking incorrectly, and you're living incorrectly. So in order to bring order back to the chaos, and disease is chaos. Order is wellness and health, total health. That means you are in balance. That means you are thinking right. That means you are living right. And you are doing everything that is required to sustain the human body and keep it well.